Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
And we bring in our man from Rivals, Dan McDonald, who joins us, who knows everything recruiting, everything college basketball. Hey, Dan, how are you today?
Good. How are you guys doing?
Doing well. I almost said good morning. I'm out of my comfort zone here. I'm not on the morning show. So if I do mention the morning or whatever, I apologize in advance. What's the latest on what's going on with the Dogs?
Well, reports kind of came out yesterday, and I kind of started hearing a little bit of the same thing, that Thad Matta was going to be in town today and to meet with, you know, Greg McGarrity and the rest of the people up there. So at least at the moment, he appears to be the top candidate.
Do you think he is a serious candidate as far as, you know, his health issues, his back problems? And, you know, there was a story, I think, on – you guys may have even had it. I know one of the other sites had a story that, you know, he's interviewing because that's how he's getting paid by Ohio State. I mean, what do you think all that stuff is true or not?
Yeah, I mean, the contract stuff, like, that's interesting. I didn't realize that until earlier today either. But from everything I've heard, he wants back in. He's, you know, he feels like that year off was kind of exactly what he needed to kind of get rejuvenated. And I don't think he ever really took the time to rehab right when he had his back surgery, you know, 10 years or so ago. And then, you know, they kind of left him with the hang foot situation. That's not great. But, you know, everybody I know around him said that he's doing much better and really wants to get back into coaching. And, I think he's a serious candidate. I don't think he's using Georgia. I mean, I can't sit here and say with certainty that he's going to be the next coach, but I don't think he's using Georgia here at all, no.
Do you think he would be a good fit in Athens?
If he's healthy, there's no way they're doing any better than that guy. I mean, you go back and look. I mean, he had a four-year stretch. I think it was from 2010 to 2013 where, you know, I think it was Sweet 16, Final Four, and Elite Eight in a four-year stretch. I mean, I don't think George's going to get a coach with a much better resume than that, those 4 years alone. And then not to mention, you know, I know a lot of people are worried about, you know, what's going to happen? Can we get Ashton Hagans back? Well, Thad Matta has always run a very point guard friendly offense, and he's coached guys like Mike Conley, who's had a great career as a point guard in the NBA. He coached Evan Turner, who played point guard for him at Ohio State, you know, probably plays more in the wing in the pros. And, you know, D'Angelo Russell was the second pick a couple years ago at Ohio State. So I can't imagine a guy that would be, you know, more able to sell his pass to a guy like Ashton Hagans than Thad Matta.
Which leads the question to, and I'll get to Tom Crean and Rick Pitino in a moment, but what about the fate of Jonas Hayes?
You know, and I think that may be part of what intrigues Georgia here is, you know, that model's not going to be somebody that comes in with a, you know, a staff that's already around him. So, you know, he might have a little more flexibility to potentially keep somebody like Jonas Hayes around. You know, his last staff at Ohio State also had Greg Paulus, who played at Duke, and he's now helping out at Louisville this year, is kind of an interim role. And Dave Dickerson, who I think is scouting in the NBA, and he's been a head coach in college before. And so I would assume if he's the guy that, you know, he would at least talk to those guys about coming. But, yeah, I think that might be part of what intrigues Georgia about Thad Matta, is that he might be somebody to be willing to keep Jonas because he doesn't have a staff and he would need somebody that could recruit this area.
Talking with Dan McDonald from Rivals, and Dan covers recruiting to a T. Also, you are the basketball program coordinator at Lake Point Sports. Y'all get a lot of
Correct.
Those guys rolling through there too, don't you? You see a lot of those guys.
So we'll have this year and last year. We have the Nike UIBL coming and in May. We have Adidas's big circuit coming next month. And we have Under Armour's circuit coming through in July. So, yeah, between those three circuits, we'll probably see pretty much every single top prospect in the country coming through at some point.
Do you see all the head coaches too?
Yeah, so for us, the Adidas tournament and the Under Armour tournament, those will be open weekends where coaches can be out. So, yeah, they'll all come through for those. For the Nike UIBL, that's not a weekend the coaches can be out in May. So that won't be open for coaches to come through. But, you know, the players will still be there. All the media guys will still be there. It'll be a lot of fun to see.
So if the coaches can't come, like, for, like, the Nike thing, what is the benefit of the players?
You know, it's just – I mean, I think it's just a – play against the top competition. And now they have it where all the shoe companies have basically leagues that go on throughout the spring, and they keep standings, and you've got to qualify to play for Nike, the Peach Jam. And everybody wants to play in the Peach Jam because that's kind of the hot spot to go for Coach K and Calipari,
right,
and Roy Williams. So there is kind of an incentive to go, you know, even if the coaches aren't out, you know, you've got to show up those weekends and be ready to play so you can earn your spot playing the Peach Jam in the summer.
Dan, what would your thoughts be if Tom Crean were Georgia's next head coach?
You know, with that one, I don't think it has anything to do with his ability to coach, recruit. For me, with that one, if Georgia was going to go that direction, they would have to be completely comfortable with working, you know, for the administrators working with him and being comfortable that he's going to get guys that want to work for him. I mean, you talk to people who know Tom Crean, and it's crazy that some people are like, oh, yeah, he's great. He's really, really got together. He knows what he's doing. You know, he'd be a great choice for Georgia. Other people are on the complete opposite side of the spectrum, and there's not really much middle ground. It's just kind of, he's a very polarizing figure that some people love him, some people can't stand him. But, you know, again, he's another guy like Thad Matta. Maybe he hasn't had quite the success that Thad has had, but, you know, he's been to the Final Four with Marquette. He's had a few Sweet 16s, I think in the Elite Eight when he was at Indiana, and, you know, Coach Victor Oladipo and Coach Dwayne Wade. And so he's got some juice too, and he's a very accomplished coach. I just think there's some stuff with him where, you know, his reputation of being just kind of difficult to be around sometimes. I think that's, if George doesn't go that direction, I think that's what's probably going to be the thing that stops them from making him the guy.
So what do you think of the Rick Pitino stuff that's rolling around? It's interesting because I think it would be just a horrific hire, but it's funny how there's a lot of folks that think a Rick Pitino could give the Dogs national relevance before they even play a game. What do you think about that?
There is absolutely zero chance that guy's the next coach. I mean, aside from being 15 years removed from Jim Herrick being the coach in Athens, Greg McGarrity's never hired an older coach. He's never hired a coach with any NCAA baggage in his past. I can't. There's just no way it would make sense. Before all this FBI stuff gets cleared up, there's no way it would make sense for them to go that direction. And even guys like Steve Forbes, you know, who's at East Tennessee State doing a great job, and he had a connection to Pearl and got the show cause from Tennessee stuff, and, you know, they're not going to touch him either. And even going back, Kermit Davis is doing a great job at Middle Tennessee, has not had any trouble in 25 years, but when he was the head coach at Texas A&M, got popped for, I think they, you know, paid for a coach's trip to come down to visit, and, you know, it was a pretty serious thing. He lost his job over something like that. I think he's even a major turnoff to Georgia. So, you know, Rick Pitino picking up the phone and allegedly paying $100,000 for a kid, you know, less than a year ago, I can't imagine that's going to be something Georgia's going to be too fired up about.
Well, thank you for saying that. I do totally agree with you. Although, I want to go back to Jonas Hayes for a second. Everyone's just kind of dismissing him and saying that would be a terrible hire. It's not an on-the-job training thing. But if you look at what Georgia has done in its history with a lot of its coaches, Kirby right now had no head coaching experience. Granted, I know he was an assistant. He was the top guy at Alabama for a long time, or the top assistant. So I know that's a little bit different. But even Coach Rick before him, Joni Taylor, who's done such a great job as Georgia women's coach. You know, you mentioned Greg McGarrity and his hires. He hires Courtney Coupettes to coach the Gym Dogs. Georgia has several other coaches that are older now, but this is the only place they've been, like Jack Bowerly and Manny Diaz and Jeff Wallace. I mean, would you be stunned if there was enough, you know, grassroots Georgia folks that tried to get Jonas the job?
I mean, that would require, you know, the things going south with Thad Matta, things going south, you know, Tom Crean takes another job and they're not comfortable with this mid-major coach or that mid-major coach. It would take some different, you know, so a lot of crazy scenarios to play out. But, you know, I'm with you. And I think the thing about basketball that makes this different than, you know, some other sports is I don't think basketball is an overly complicated sport to coach. Like, I think it comes down to a lot of it's just making sure you can get players and having some structure. I don't think it's football where you've got 10 coaches working for you. You got 85 guys on the roster. You got this media obligation, that media obligation.
Yeah.
Like, I don't think it's quite as complicated. I don't think the idea is crazy, but I don't think it's going to happen.
Right. No, I totally agree with you. And especially in, you could go find a, if you were a young coach, it was your first job, you could find a lead assistant who'd be like an older assistant who's been a head coach. Then you got a couple of guys that are hitting the recruiting trail hard. I mean, it's definitely something you could pull off. I guess I'm a big fan of Jonas. It's kind of interesting that a lot of folks are just kind of saying that would be terrible and just kind of pushing his name aside, even though Georgia has a lot of head coaches that this was their first and only job. So I just wondered why Jonas was a little bit different.
I don't think it's a terrible idea. I would think the more likely outcome, if he was ever going to become the head coach of Georgia, would be, you know, for him to get like a Western Carolina job is open, because, you know, obviously him and Jarvis played there before they came to Georgia. You know, if he could do something like that for 4 or 5 years and get some experience and get some time to prove he knows what he's doing, like something like that would probably, you know, help his chances of someday becoming the next coach of Georgia.
And the Western Carolina job, is that still open?
Yeah, it's still open. They fired their coach, or the coach stepped down about a week ago. But no, they haven't done anything with that yet. So as far as I know, he's in the mix. I don't know how serious it is, but.
Well, let me ask you this. Other than UConn, is the Georgia job the best one out there right now? Is this a good year to be hiring a head coach?
Well, with the where things stand right now, I mean, obviously Louisville could potentially, you know.
That's right, Louisville, yeah.
They got their interim coach. I wouldn't be surprised if they kind of ride it out with him a little bit while they figure out what the sanctions are going to be from all the stuff with Patino. But if you just count Pittsburgh and Ole Miss and UConn, I think this time around, Georgia's the best job of those four, because UConn's kind of dropped off. And people, with the way that, with them not being in the Big East anymore, it's killing them. They used to be able to go out and tell all the kids in the Northeast, hey, we're playing the Big East. You get to play the Madison Garden Tournament. You're playing against Syracuse, Georgetown. Not really the same league anymore. They're kind of in a league with Tulsa and SMU and Houston, and it's not the same league anymore. So I think that's hurt them. And then obviously not having Jim Calhoun kind of made that not quite as an attractive place. So I don't think that's the same job it used to be. With Pittsburgh's probably on par with Georgia's job in general. It's just that roster is not very good right now. And then the ACC is so good that there's such a big jump to make, to ever make that a real viable place to win. Whereas Georgia, the roster is probably middle of the pack in the SEC right now. But with the right coach, having a couple guys here and there, you could be back toward the top of the SEC. And, you know, with all the players that always come out of Georgia, if you get somebody that really knows what they're doing recruiting around here, then, I mean, yeah, it could be a time for Georgia to take off. So, yeah, I definitely think of the jobs that are completely open right now, Georgia's the best one.
Do you think if Mata or Crean, they don't get the Georgia job, they'll coach somebody next year?
That's hard to say. I mean, because like I said, there's only four openings right now. And, you know, I think Dan Hurley at Rhode Island is a strong candidate to take one of those either Pittsburgh or UConn jobs. I think one of them, at least one of them will be. But if the other one's not next year, I wouldn't be terribly surprised. Like, I don't think Thad Mott is desperate to get back in. I think he's looking for the right spot. Is Georgia that spot? Is Georgia going to pay what he wants to pay? I don't know. But I don't think that Mott is desperate to get big in. I think Tom Crean he'd take any of those four jobs that are open right now.
Well, that's interesting. So you think Georgia would almost have to woo Mott as much as he would have to woo them?
Yeah, I mean, just from my part, I've heard that he wants his next job to be a spot where he really feels like he could finish his career and get the right kind of kids in his program and win. I think that's just the gist I've gotten. That's why I never really thought he was going to be serious about the Ole Miss thing.
Dan, great stuff. Do you have a feeling as to how long that this one's going to go quick, or what are your thoughts on that one? As far as
the
search process,
you have the gun to my head right now. I think within 24 hours, I think Thad Mott is going to be named coach.
Okay. Excellent stuff there. We're not holding a gun to your head though, so you're good.
I appreciate you guys.
All right, Dan. Hey, great stuff. And when Georgia announces whoever the next head coach is, we'll jump back with you if that's okay with you.
Yeah, you got my number. Hit me up anytime.
All right, Dan. Great job. Thanks so much. We appreciate it.
All right. Thanks, guys.
All right. Dan McDonald from Rivals.com.
When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia, movement that inspires. Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.